This recording, Denmark 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Kamaget Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kite, and headed for the work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she had administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped off her with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I have been joining the students in the first and the second and the third year for a week here at the VCA College, or VCA Drama School. And before that I had a week off where I went to Sydney for a couple of days and went from Adelaide to via Alice Springs and Catherine to Darwin with the GAN and back again, so I've been traveling a lot.
You like it?
Yeah, it was really great.
Hot.
It was really hot in Darwin, yes, but some of the places were quite like here, or Melbourne is the coldest, of course, but just a little warmer. Alice Springs weren't that hot, actually. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. And Catherine, we were at a boat cruise and saw some crocodiles in their right element. And that was really interesting, I think, to see them around there, because we don't really have crocodiles in Europe, so it's cool to see them other places than zoo.